Who would have predicted that one?
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole, it always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Since mid-October, we've been able to give you winning Chiefs Rewinds. Mitch Holtis with you, voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. 10 straight victories. It's never been done in the history of the franchise dating back to 1960.
You look at what they've been able to do. It's crazy to think, you know, where we were sitting during the 1-5 record when we were doing these Chiefs rewinds. But you look at the 10 straight wins and you look at the performance today against the Raiders, and there were three individual records that were also broken. You break them down. Jeremy Maclin becoming the franchise leader for most receptions in a season with 87. It's a pretty impressive debut season for Jeremy Maclin here in Kansas City. You look at Ron Parker, had to slide into that nickel spot with Phillip Gaines getting injured in that Green Bay game, and his ability to step in and play that position so well. Finished with a sack today, so he's got 7 for his career, which is the most for any defensive back in Chiefs franchise history. And then Marcus Peters, a guy that we've been talking about all season long, had it past the fence, which gave him 26 on the season, which broke Brandon Carr's record for most passes defensed in a season. You look at those three records, those three players, main reasons why the Chiefs won 10 straight.
We're going to hear from Ron Parker later in the show. We also are going to hear from Alex Smith. This team does it all different ways. They get a block punt for a safety. They were close to blocking Marquette King, too. How big was that safety to turn the momentum of the game?
I think that was the play of the game. I mean, that sequence changed the game. The time it was 14-10, that made it 16-10. They get the ball back and then drive down the field, and that's when we saw one of the most impressive. If you're going to get your first career touchdown pass or touchdown reception, you want it to look exactly like Demetrius Harris did as Alex Smith threw it up to him. Just an unbelievable play, and what a way to get your first career touchdown.
A lovable team just gave you more reasons to love them. This 10 straight win. A win over the Oakland Raiders, 23-17. Now we know it's Houston. The Chiefs will play the Texans in the first round of the playoffs. For more analysis, let's go to the studio, and here's Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney and former Chief Dana Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. And Dana, if the Chiefs were going to win their 10th consecutive victory for a franchise record, would come in front of these hometown fans. The Chiefs looking to score on their opening drive for the third week in a row. They've done it the past 2 weeks. Alex Smith starts off with someone Mitch Holtis calls the sausage. Anthony Sherman up the field for 18 yards and hands it off to Sharkhandrick West. This is for 13 yards and a first down. Chiefs rolling early.
It's all well and good, Pete, to get those guys going early, but you got to go back to Old Faithful. Jeremy Maclin has been outstanding all season long. Just a nice throw and catch on an out route. Play action in the backfield opens up the window for Maclin to get a deep slant and off for the first score. From this angle, you can see the linebacker action with the play action opens up that door. Nice throw and catch. Touchdown, Maclin.
So it's 7-0 Chiefs in the first quarter, and they keep on pounding. Here's Spencer Ware up the field for 15 yards, a real gritty player for these Chiefs.
And now in the second drive, they did an outstanding job moving the ball around, getting it to multiple guys. Chris Conley comes down with his catch. Then it's back to Maclin on the end around. Great blocking up front, gets the ball inside the 5-yard line. No need to dance around. No need to play around. Smash mouth football gets in for the score. Spencer Ware, second touchdown of the day.
14 unanswered points for the Chiefs. 14-0 Chiefs in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, interceptions come into play. We don't see it a ton from Alex Smith, but that's in the hands of Travis Carey. So the Raiders end up having good field position. Derek Carr trying to take advantage, looking for Amari Cooper. But this one is into the hands of Ron Parker, and that's his touchback for the Chiefs.
Excellent job by Parker, knowing exactly where he was on the field, reading the eyes of Derek Carr. Goes up high for the interception. Big turnover.
So Alex Smith's first pass after the interception. It's another interception. Really rare for Alex Smith. That one by David Amerson, and the Chiefs allow the Raiders to get to their 10th point, 14-10 into the half, and then the second half, the defense steps up.
Well, we've seen this time and time again, Pete, all season long. Halftime adjustments equating to second half production. Derek Johnson comes through first. D Ford helps clean it up, but the defense stepped up in the second half.
The punt team has been doing well lately. We thought they'd get one soon. They finally do. That one by DJ Alexander for a safety blocked punt.
comes through untouched. Error by the Raiders, go figure. And DJ Alexander was able to make them pay the first points by a non-kicker for special teams for the Chiefs.
So 16-10 Chiefs now in the third quarter.
Nice job moving the ball, still getting Jeremy Maclin in. And how about this throw, Pete? Excellent job. Demetrius Harris, his first touchdown of his career, goes up like the old basketball player, gets to the height, and pulls down the rebound.
He'll be keeping that ball. 23-10 Chiefs, but then the Raiders showing some life.
Push off.
A touchdown makes it 23-17. And the Chiefs' defense needs to step up. The Raiders have no timeouts. They're trying to bleed this clock.
Yeah, it was a great job by the defense. We've seen them in this predicament before, and you have multiple guys coming through affecting Derek Carr. A smart play here by Sean Smith comes in, cuts off the angle, keeps him in bounds, and the clock is ticking.
For the second week in a row, the clock is just ticking out on this opposing quarterback. Derek Carr trying to get a snap.
He's giving
off.
Us an applause.
3-2. Clock runs out again. Second week in a row, 23-17 win for the Chiefs. And as I said, their first time that they've won 10 games in a row ever for these Chiefs. Spencer Ware, 16 carries, 76 yards, and touchdown. The Chiefs heading to the playoffs. Dan, and you said there was no smiling during Raider Week, but I beg to differ.
Yeah, we can smile now, and I promise I won't clothesline you like I said I would, Pete, but there's something to smile about for Chiefs fans. You consider 1-5, relatively thought of as the season being over, and now being able to reel off 10 straight wins, being the hottest team in the AFC going into the playoffs. Unfortunately for the Chiefs fans and Chiefs Kingdom, they can't play that home game here because Denver Broncos won their game. They're going down to Houston. They had success early on. Hopefully they can have that same success in the postseason. We need it.
Well, let's hear from those Chiefs inside the locker room. Let's go back to Arrowhead Stadium.
Is that why at 1-5 nobody was giving up on this?
Right, exactly. That's the way you can dig yourself out of that hole. You need guys that are like that can focus one game at a time. I've been on a lot of teams that we never would have gotten this far. 1-5, guys would have been thinking about going home. Just like this game, guys would have been thinking about next week. And so this team is very mature, and it speaks to Coach Reed and the philosophy and culture that he brings in here. There's a system, and guys follow by the system, and it works.
You surprise a lot of people. You surprise yourselves?
Not really surprised. Happy about it. But not really surprised because, like I said, we kind of got the mindset and kept with it. We never wavered on it. Never went left. So as long as we stayed on the right track, I figured something good happened.
Coach said Kansas City and Houston are different teams from when you all met back in September. In what ways do you feel like the Chiefs are a different team?
Like I said, our mindset has changed a lot. Kind of got a certain grit about us that's big, I think. That's the reason that we're on the streak that we're on now. And as long as we keep it, we'll be all right.
16-10 Kansas City. Single back Ware. Alex Smith will throw for the end zone. High leaping catch made. Touchdown! Kansas City. Demetrius Harris. His first National Football League touchdown.
Your heart. I mean, you get into some games here, pal, that things has to go right down to the wire.
Yeah, we're making it tough on ourselves. You know, we did some good things, though. We picked it up a little bit in the second half and played better, but we are making them close, and we don't need to do that.
Penalties, turnovers, they're not good for football.
Yeah, not at all.
Except the other team.
Right? Yeah, man alive, isn't that the truth? So that's normally not where Alex goes, and we got caught a couple times today, but he came right back, and that's what he's all about, and hit Demetrius in the end zone, and that was huge. So it's a good job on his part.
Congratulations on another hard-fought victory. You're in the hunt, and good luck next week.
No, I appreciate it, Lynn. Thank you.
You heard Andy Reid commending Alex Smith. He did have the two interceptions, but really a short memory for the quarterback today.
Absolutely. He's been Alex Smith all season long. You and I talk about it at length throughout the week, and that Alex Smith is consistent. Yes, he's had a couple of mistakes, but yet he's still a consummate leader, a consummate professional. 14 of 24 for 156 yards, had the two outstanding throws for touchdowns, and did an outstanding job also running with the ball as well, had 61 yards, and showed some speed on the sideline that I don't think many people knew about, especially the Raiders. So stepped up and got a quality win because of his leadership.
14 of 24 for 156 yards, the two touchdowns. There were the two picks, but 9 carries for 61 yards. A DraftKings total of 18.34 points makes Alex Smith our DraftKings performer of the game. Remember, head to DraftKings.com and use the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. Dan, and when we come back, BJ and Mitch will be with safety Ron Parker. Don't go anywhere.
All kinds of time. The Chiefs, no pressure on, and Carr moving left, now right. Now being chased. Holds it. Fires it late for the end zone. It's intercepted. Ron Parker picks it off. And Derek Carr just hands back the football to Kansas City. An interception in the end zone by Ron Parker. One of the heroes of the win over the Oakland Raiders, a 10th consecutive victory, Ron Parker. Ron, to win 10 straight games after a 1-5 start, what have you learned about this team?
I learned that, man, we got heart, man. Everybody got heart, and then we all believe. So with that being said, 1-5, I think nobody had faith in us to make this turnaround but us. So we all leaned on each other, and it came together and got strong together as a team.
One of the things that we've learned about you is we knew you could play safety. We knew you could play outside on the corner. But this year, with the injury to Phillip Gaines, you had to slide inside. Just how difficult of a transition was that for you to make and kind of solidify this defense?
It was a little difficult transition for me at first because this was a position I've never, ever really played in my career. I played every other position in the secondary but that one. But with that being said, I just took it in as a challenge, man. I know I'm a good athlete and able to do stuff, and the coaches won't put me in the situations that they didn't think I could do it. So I just took it upon to just learn it and just get it done.
Not only did the team make history with 10 straight wins, you made history. It's more sacks by a DB, career sacks, than any player that's played for this franchise. What about that record?
Man, it's a great feeling. Coming into this game earlier this week, I was messing with the defensive coordinator telling Bob he needed to call some blitzes so I can go ahead and get that record. And we kind of laughed it off, and he kind of said he had me. And today I got that extra one, and I didn't know I got it until I came in the locker room after the game. So I'm kind of excited for that.
One of the guys I do want to ask you about is your relationship with Phillip Gaines, the guy that played the position before you slid in. You said that he had come over to your house, that he had helped you learn that position. Just what's that relationship been like? How has that helped you out?
Me and Phillip Gaines, we're real close, man. When he went down in the nickel position, I had to step up. And with that being said, I had questions because I didn't know how to really play that position a little bit. So me and Phillip came to my house after practice and stayed over extra time. We watched film, and he just kind of filled me in on what's the key of playing that position, what can I do and what can I not do. So he did a good job of just helping me learn it and put me in position to make plays.
I want to ask you about the interception. And how difficult it is because Carr had a lot of time to throw. That was like one Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi. What about the pick in the end zone?
I seen him. He had all day to throw. I mean, we was in the zone coverage, and he was back there just scrambling for his life. And I seen Sean Smith over there. We was in the zone, and Sean Smith committed to coming to run up to get the quarterback. And Amari Cooper was sitting in a little honey hole spot. So I kind of seen Sean Smith commit, and I just ran back and grabbed him. And I had an idea to that Carr would throw it back there because he kind of seen him open, but I kind of baited him a little bit.
So Ron Parker with the interception and the record-breaking sack on a day the Chiefs defense had six total sacks.
They did an outstanding job. We've talked about this team all season long. The defense has stepped up time and time again. And you consider, with those stats, they only gave up 88 yards in the second half. Combine that with just the one touchdown and the field goal. Just another phenomenal day for this defense. Bob Sutton has this team playing on all cylinders. They're confident. They're executing. And multiple guys are getting in on the party. And that's, to me, what's encouraging.
Defense put Alex Smith in good position all day. Let's go back to Arrowhead Stadium where BJ and Mitch are with him.
Alex, you've been in this league a long time, but now you're part of history. 10 straight wins after a 1-5 start. Your reaction?
It hasn't really sunk in yet. You know, you live so week to week with this that you know, just as much you're kind of pressing delete. Obviously, you know, you recognize that we've been on a good run. You know, I'm just happy that I think the easy thing would have been with clinching last week. You know, the Jets won before our game started. The easy thing would have been to have a lull, you know, to end the season here. And, you know, just really appreciate, you know, the guys we got in the locker room, the kind of character that we have. No excuses, guys coming out and playing hard and playing, you know, our kind of football and finding a way to win.
One of the things you guys have been so good at recently is spreading the ball around.
Yeah.
Even today, you had five guys with multiple catches.
Yeah.
Got Anthony Sherman involved. How important was that to get everybody involved in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, I think, you know, something you try to do. You know, don't let them focus in on any one or two guys and spread the ball around. And we got a lot of guys that can make plays, you know, and it's letting them do that. You know, and as a quarterback, it's kind of your job to distribute the football. you know, we came out hot, you know, there in the first quarter and a couple of touchdowns and had a little lull there, but you know, in the second half had the big touchdown drive and then ate up a bunch of clock there in the fourth quarter, you know, to really help us. But it was a good team win. Defense played great all day. So
one of the guys you got involved was Demetrius Harris. His potential as a red zone weapon. And about that throw, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think Demetrius is a big, big-time player. And I think, you know, a little bit, we got a lot of playmakers, and he's been a little overshadowed. But certainly, I think, someone I feel really good about, especially down there. Great ball skills, great size. And it was a tremendous play. I mean, that catch was something else. You know, so really, really happy for him.
You talked about that fourth quarter drive. Something it seems like in the last few wins you've had is you've had those long drives. Yeah. How impressive is it from your point of view to see when the team knows that you're going to run the football that you still go out there and run the football and find success?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing to do. And running the football in this league is a four-quarter commitment. You know, these teams are good. I mean, that's a heck of a defense we were playing. And, you know, to have that kind of drive, it doesn't always show up in the stat sheet, but to eat up that much clock, change field position, you know, we would have liked to walk away with 3 points there, but unfortunately we didn't. But that's still a huge impact on the game at that point.
Final question. It's Houston. All right. It's going to go back where this all started. What about playing Houston in the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, basically we played them last season, I feel like, at this point. You know, a lot of football from the season opener when we did go down there. You know, imagine lots changed. So a lot of film to catch up on and find out what day we play on at this point. But get ready to go. I mean, it's playoff time, so.
You know, a big question this offseason was, how would Alex Smith perform with Jeremy Maclin? And the answer right now is well, and perhaps the best possible time for it.
Well, Pete, I'm going to admit something right now. Last year, right around this time, I actually wrote a letter to Santa, and I said, get me a playmaker at wide receiver, please.
You must have been good.
Yeah, I was good. I wasn't naughty or anything, and they brought me Jeremy Maclin, and I'm thankful because he's been outstanding. 87 catches for 1,088 yards and 8 touchdowns. He's been a weapon. He's been dependable. He's been a big playmaker, and he's infused a lot of energy and a lot of confidence in Alex Smith and the rest of the receiving core. To me, he's the MVP of this offense and the reason why we are where we are right now.
How do you feel about their timing at this point?
I think it's excellent. Well, you know, I was a little bit concerned early in the season because he wasn't getting the passes, especially in the red zone. They weren't scoring touchdowns. They went through that drought on the 5-game losing streak, but I knew it was a work in progress, and now you're starting to see the fruits of those labors early in training camp, OTAs, and early part of the season, and now number 19 is a weapon to be reckoned with. And Alex Smith and he are meshing like no other. And it's going to be special to see in January.
Certainly making a happy new year for Chiefs fans. All right, Dan, we're going to close things in the studio. But when we come back, BJ and Mitchell have their final takeaways from Arrowhead Stadium. Stay with us.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Live fearless. The Kansas City Steak Company. Taste. It matters. And by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Again, all three phases contributing to the win over the Oakland Raiders. But BJ, I want to ask you about Spencer Ware. Earlier in the game, we talked about guys who have set records. How much has he changed this team?
I think he's changed it a lot. You get a lead in the fourth quarter, you're able to grind it out with the offense. But you got to give credit to the guys up front as well. But Spencer Ware running north and south, breaking tackles, going downhill, always falling forward, which is something you want to see in a running back. And finished, I think, 16 carries, 76 yards. His ability to step in and carry the load along with Sharkandrick West has been the difference for this team offensively, particularly when you look through this winning streak in the fourth quarter, being able to grind out the clock.
So quickly, here we go. It's Houston. They're playing great defense. Mm-hmm. We know about J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney. This is where the season began. What about the matchup against Houston?
I think you got to have a lot of confidence. I mean, you're going to have a lot of confidence with 10 straight wins going down there, but this is the game that we played already. We played it earlier in the season. We went down there. So this team already confident and is going to know they can go in there and beat a good football team that's also playing pretty well, but you got to love where the Chiefs are at right now.
10 straight wins. Now it's on to Houston. The second season begins. For B.J. Kissel, I'm Mitch Holter's voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us on Chiefs Rewind.